We're on the phone with Pastor Chris Mix from Cedarview Community Church. And Pastor Chris, we just wanted to ask you, we've never seen churches like this in Central Ontario have to move. I don't want to say close, but they moved to an online service. What was that experience like for you guys at Cedarview Community Church in Newmarket?
Well, we started planning for this midweek of last week. And so there were a number of technical things we had to do. It wasn't just kind of like, oh, hey, let's do an online service and fire up the cameras and off we go. We wanted to make sure everything was up and running. And so we tested our YouTube channel. We made sure all the equipment was in place. You know, all the audio was going to be piped through to the channel. And so we had one of our tech guys come in and take care of that. And there was a lot of pre-planning stuff that had to be done to ensure, you know, we could do this and do it to the best of our ability, because we just didn't want to do something half-heartedly, right? Because this is still a service. This is still, we're still glorifying God through it.
Is it now, like, not just a cool thing that churches can do? It's, you can see really the necessity of having something like live streaming.
There is. Yeah, I think there is a necessity. I don't know, a lot of churches have kind of held off doing live streaming for various reasons, and you know, some have very good reasons for why they don't do live streaming. Some of the content of their service, maybe they're talking about people who are in restricted access nations, and so you don't want to ever jeopardize those people. Mm-hmm. But I think right now, you definitely have to look at, am I going to be online, and if so, what am I putting online?
Yeah, and the quality of it and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, especially for this next while. Like, you know, our church yesterday morning, we had a service, it was online, and we had some people show up as well, and that was our last gathering, so to speak, of our church for the next unforeseeable future. And so we're moving now to a more of an online presence. But what are you going to do as a church as well to stay connected? Just have an online service once a week? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to do something else online? Hmm. Now, these are things that I think we as churches have to consider as well, to continue growing and continue helping our congregation grow and feel connected through these next number of weeks or months.
And you being a technical guy, Chris, Pastor Chris, you really see that, hey, maybe we can get a bit innovative and say, how can we do small groups online? How can we help equip our small group leaders maybe with an online presence and that kind of thing? It could really open up the doors to becoming more innovative as churches.
It could, definitely. So I think, you know, this is obviously a new day, something, you know, we've really not experienced. And we really, you know, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know if we're all going to be isolation next week. But, mm-hmm. you know, through this whole thing, it's important to remember that there is chaos going on around this world, but God is in control. He's got a plan, and we are still called to minister to those and around us, our friends, our neighbors. Well, it just, now it's going to be different. Mm. How are we going to do it? Not to forget, the Great Commission still exists, even during COVID-19.
Right. Amen. We thank you for what you're doing, Pastor Chris, at Cedarview Community Church in Newmarket. Thank you for being our guest this morning.
Thanks, guys.